Anin, welcome to our traditional medicine show with Chantel Machad, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Looking into our aquatic plants and seeing the benefits, because we have the white lily pads, and I want to really take a gander and see if we can find something else about our aquatic plants and the benefits for our body, pretty much our swamp plants. So when we have submerged plants, really great for our habitat for fish, wildlife, and other organisms. It also helps discourage the growth of undesirable species. And algae. So for both of those, I would like to find out what else our water plants are beneficial for us, because we know we need them definitely for our lake's ecology, and we need them for our fish, our beaver, pretty much all the aquatic animals, our ducks. And now if we look at our ducks and we look at our beavers and we look at and see what they're eating, in the plant life, that's really going to kind of stand out for us and show us what we can eat within the plant life. Aquatic plants are a natural part of most of our lakes and communities. They provide benefits for our fish, our wildlife, as well as ourselves. Like I said, I want to figure this out for all of us. We've kind of gone through it a little bit, and we'll have here and there ideas of plants. But the primary producers in the aquatic food chain are these water plants, converting the basic chemical nutrients in the water and soil into plant matter. And then this becomes food for all of us, all life. The plants in our aquatic system provide food for our fish, the larvae, the snails, the freshwater shrimp. And then once they eat this food, then we're going to go out there and we're going to find these crustaceans and these fish and our walleye and our crappies. And we're going to eat those. So these aquatic plants, as beneficial as they are for us and our cancer and inflammation, they're also starting at the bottom line. They're there for the aquatic system of water and keeping everything chemically balanced. They offer fish shelter. It improves water clarity and quality. Aquatic plants also protect our shorelines and our lake bottoms. So we have horsetail, which is really good for our bones. We have purple loosestrife, excellent for our lungs. We have horsetails, cattails, excellent there. People use those for some of the bedding and shelter. People have also ate those. Water plants. So it helps protect our shorelines and our lake bottoms. Helps stabilize our bottom sediment of our lakes. It provides food and shelter for waterfowl, our duck foods, insects. What about improving our sight? Like, we love, and improving our mental ability. We love to see beauty. So our aquatic plants are giving us a substance of relaxation when we sit next to the pond and admire the beauty of the white lilies or the yellow lilies. The cattails, the green of the lily pads, the blue of the water, all gorgeous. So it's giving us a sense of grounding. Some of the names of our aquatic plants, we have water lettuce. We have the common water hyacinth, duckweeds, water lilies, prickly water lily, white water lily, the yellow water lily. The white water lily and the yellow water lily we see around here quite often in our ponds. There's paper reeds, cattails, like we talked about. Watercress is out there in our ponds. A little off the subject of our water plants, because we just mentioned a few of them, like our watercress, our watercress is really great for the liver. Purple loosestrife, really good for your lungs. Horsetail, really good for the bones. But I was going along and we got a couple plants, herbs that we can actually grow that will grow fantastic in water. And you can put these all around your house. We had talked about maybe having herbs in the kitchen that you could have. Well, here's a couple things that you could just put them in the jar and they're going to live in the water without any type of filtration system. Basil is one of them. Chives, lemon balm, mint, oregano, rosemary, sage, stevia, thyme, and lavender are all excellent plants that you can grow in your house. You just pop a little lavender into a glass, a mason jar, you know, top it with some tap water, and then just place it in your bedroom or your kitchen window, and that's it. There you have it. So all those plants we can grow in just a jar of water, and they're all excellent for medicinal properties, as well as our cooking. Just throw them into our cooking, and this is kind of a good deal, is all of those is if you just eat more salads and put more of our natural food into your dietary, then you're not going to be looking for supplements, because your body's going to be running at optimal level with this excellent eating program that you have going on in your world. What about the mental aspect of health when it comes to benefits of our plants? You know, reducing stress and anxiety, helping lower our blood pressure. Water helps us control our blood pressure because it has a calming effect on our body, washing away the negative, just laying by a lake. Grounding yourself on the grass and laying by a lake. Plants bring a feeling of calm, peace, and optimism. So it can help reduce your stress. It also improves the air, which is going to help boost our brain and our circulatory and things like that. Improving our concentration, helping you get tasks done. Another mental benefit is once you've gotten these tasks done and you feel grounded, you feel really pride and accomplishment in things that you've gotten done. You feel a pride and accomplishment is in even just feeling whole in yourself and grounding. Gardening is awesome. Empathy. Taking care of other people. Taking care of your plants. Loving your plants. They improve your air quality. So if you're somebody that has asthma, or maybe people with dizziness and fatigue and headaches, you have more plants in the house, you're just going to clean out some of the bacterial things in the house. Sage is really good to burn in the house because it's cleaning out the bacteria in the area. So we kind of started out with some water ideas, some water plants. Then we came up with some ideas for how to grow some herbs with only water. And we kind of finished off this show with the benefits of mental health in plants. I'd like to say miigwech for joining us on our traditional medicine show with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe, as well as a huge thank you to the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. With their support, our program is possible. Keep a wobbin' in. The content on Traditional Medicine is for educational and informational purposes only and is not intended as medical advice.